I just finished attending a two-day training that was on using mindfulness in writing and how that impacts creativity. So that's just really a fancy way to say, kind of like being aware and having something to write about, tapping into those parts of ourselves that we need to express. And it's just a good reminder that in order to write, you need to practice. So they want you to write every day. I already write every day, so that works out just fine for me. I love writing. I love expressing myself in so many different ways and kind of reworking the information. So, yay for writing. But that whole tapping into things to write about, one of the things they suggested in order to like produce potent material is to tap into those places that you avoid. And that really struck me just because I can just go through shades of silence and being guarded out of fear as a mental health professional of giving anyone too much information about me. That's no good to just be like guarded all the time. So I think that does kind of zap some of my creativity because I'm worried what someone could think about or perceive or how they would use me, my information. I kind of need to get back to like reclaiming some of the power that I have in using my voice and kind of the practice. Part of what we did is we would do an exercise for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Example was to start a writing piece with the word if and just write. Don't let your like pen leave the page. Just write whatever comes to mind and get it out, starting with the word if. We'd get into a small group of like 5 people and read it aloud to each other and give feedback, but it had to explicitly be positive feedback. And what was like good and powerful and strong about it in order to kind of help someone get some validation in order to sustain their writing. Because if you're like, you know, putting yourself out there and then you just get like shit on as feedback, then it kind of makes you shut down and not want to put yourself out there. So it kind of just struck me on multiple levels as a powerful reminder for me that I do need to put myself out there. I need to offer up a chance for feedback and not just kind of, you know, analyze constantly. It'd probably be good for me to write more and like actually write, you know, something with a start and an end and not just kind of write endlessly, you know, like to have concrete pieces. Like I love to write on Twitter. I love to communicate to people in writing. It's kind of a way that I am like already like being mindful in my writing practice. Sometimes, like, I'll start off, like, a tweet, and it's, like, in a really negative frame. And by the time, like, I've worked it into what I want it to be, I've actually infused a message of hope. And so when I do that, like, regularly, that can, like, really help my mood. So kind of, like, looking at these little things and thinking about, you know, do I ever want to take my writing to the next level? That's part of what they talked about in this. You want to, like, get published, and if so, how to go about it. I don't know. And I think that is part of me working through this whole being guarded thing. And what I mean by being guarded is that, like, I'm just really cautious about expressing myself. Not just, like, on social media, but kind of in general. That it's hard for me to explicitly say, this is my opinion. And yet with writing, it doesn't always have to be that way. Like, I can embody someone or something else altogether and just put my voice into something. So overall, like, man, I really got what I needed as far as using writing as a tool for self-care, especially, like, doing the crazy mental health work that I do. I need all the, like, stress outlets that I can get, and kind of keeping them positive is an important thing for me. That starts with my own intention and my own mindfulness, so I'm going to write where I need to be.